Welcome to Bushido Minisodes. We have some cards. We're going to talk about them. We're going to release an episode after each card reveal. And we're going to get straight into it.
You leapt into that really, like, really suddenly. And it's jarring to me that we're actually going straight in and being, like, surgical with our chat. So I'm going to try and get on board.
Okay. I mean, good.
Do we say who we are or do we just go?
Listen, by all means, you're right and I'm wrong. I am Barry Gingell. Please do introduce yourselves, guys.
Dan, go.
Dan Adams.
Matt Doran. There we go. We're done. We did it. Well done, us.
We shall be your hosts for Minisodes. So, the first reveal we're going to talk about today that's just happened on the old Discords and the GCT Bushido socials. Firstly, I should say thanks to Bushido for letting us have some cards to talk about.
Thank you to the concept of Bushido.
First guy we're going to talk about is Satu Hachi, Agasha Dakuro Samurai. Hot takes, guys.
I love the fact that, like, that it's supposed to just be like a Necro Kami infused skeleton, and the Yuta just like, yeah, there's no way these guys know what's up. It's just bones. And somehow it's like marshalling other skeletons and like getting them in line and teaching them basic Ashigaru.
Well, it can only marshal two of the skeletons. The generic ones cannot be marshalled. They are not Ashigaru.
No. Are there any other Ashigaru in that faction?
There are not.
The Kairai aren't, are they?
They are not. No, they're either Kairai, are all, I think, just Kairai,
yeah.
And then you've got Barakamon and some Shigenja. There might be a Ronin, maybe, because I know a couple of the family members are Ashigaru. I don't know if any of the ones that played for Yuri are.
Interesting. And I do.
Aiko or Aiko, however you say that, and Akoshi, the two other named skeletons.
Yeah, and
they're both Ashigaru, but the animated warriors are not.
Yeah, he has Command 2-4 on them. That's so freaking cool. I mean, coordinated attacks from these skeletons.
I'm pretty sure that's a bait, though.
You think it's bait?
Yeah.
I think once you get, you know, if another guy comes, I actually think there's quite a lot of relevance in, like, a functional group activation. But that comes back to what we were talking about last time, whether, like, is group a positive or a negative? And it depends on the models.
Dan, are you saying it's more about it's a bait, more that you want to play passive with the skeletons and make people come to you?
Well, I guess it depends on whether you're playing in a Wii 3 or Bump in the Night / Ronin theme. Because in Wii 3, you really want them to be like your wall. So having the activations, I think, is probably quite relevant. If you ever get into a point where you do outnumber someone and out-activate them, then group activating with two models, or group activating in a inverted commas, with two models that you have, that you don't need to worry about their defensive stats for, is very good. I mean, getting to that point in Yuri is kind of sketchy, I guess. Maybe like a heavy zombie list.
It's worth acknowledging that he is as expensive as nearly the other two named Gasha Dakuro together.
Yeah,
He's not a cheap boy, but like, look at all those keywords.
There's less than you think there, because a lot of them are the base Gasha Kodoro things.
Yeah, there are, but strategy regenerate plus one
in a army that can already give him another plus one.
And that can guarantee the strategy on turn four.
Yeah.
And I've also remembered, does Akoshi has it? Does Aiko have it as well? No. Akoshi has coordinated attack Ashigaru.
Yeah, only that one does. Yeah.
Yeah. The he's the one with the flag, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the second one released.
Yeah. Like this, there's a lot to like about this guy. My instinct is He's really good, a lot of power and more regeneration and resilience as though it were needed to the Gasha Dakuro list.
Run the Wii 3 list. I think he's got a fair place, because you're always left with this weird like 15 points at the end of it after taking like your complement of skeletons plus Wii 3 plus Yu-Gi-Oh. you were left with like weird 15 points that like you used to take like Minamoto Ray. Is it Ray? The bear zombie.
The Minamoto zombie. Or sometimes like the flute guy.
Yeah. Yeah, bucket hat. So maybe you can drop that plus one of the 10 point skeletons, take this, and then.
Because you get a generic Gashadokoro for free.
Only if you cast it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like just freaking cast it. I mean, it does cost 6, but still.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really like him. I think he's freaking cool. I think the render that we've seen.
I don't like the render.
I don't understand that render.
I wish the spear was up.
Is the sword in reverse grip? I can't quite.
Yeah, it is.
Work out. It is. It looks like it.
I can't work out what's going on.
Yeah, you can't really see on the render where the hand is.
Mm.
I just mostly think that at some point you're going to have to rotate that motherfucker and he's going to knock over half the combat.
Well, it gets worse later, but...
I think it's quite a short spear. Not to insult the guy, but like I don't think it's as long as it looks. What I do like is the smoke above his head and shoulders. Great shampoo, but there looks like there's like skull faces in it, and I like that little addition.
I love a lot of things. I just don't like the spear position personally.
Yeah, I don't
necessarily disagree with you.
So just quick, I did check, and there are no Ashigaru available in the Ronin, so it is just the two Akoshi and. Aiko.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
This guy seems really cool. I haven't played Wii 3 and talked about it enough to, or listened to enough about it to really know what the source is with him. I think.
Source is being unafraid to just go three dice in attack, three dice in attack.
I think it's the same source you get out of the other Gashadokoro. But just bigger, more numbers.
Also, like, you have access to powerful attack, which I don't think the other Gashikunaro do. So you might be able to do, like, more than chip damage with him.
Especially if you've, like, you've got someone outnumbered, you're not afraid to put that drop that dice, as it were.
But we haven't really talked about his card, but, I mean, the assumption is everyone that's listening to this has got the card and seen the card. But,
yeah, the assumption is...
It's weirdly that there's nothing on the back of the card. He's got weirdly push defense on both his weapons, which I think is a bit odd. Because it's less of a choice, if you see what I mean.
Yes, I see what you mean. As in, like, you want to have a difference between the katana and the yari.
Yeah, that would be my feeling. The powerful attack one is, you know, very relevant. Force back attack on a reach model, it feels good, but then when I figure he's of the sort of model he is, I don't think I want them force back. I think I want to hurt him.
You're taking Yari just for reach. Reach on a Gashikadoro is huge.
Yeah, agreed. Absolutely. So the force back attack for me feels a bit. I mean, obviously, there's going to be clutch examples of its use, but. Right now, I'm thinking I just want to, exactly as Dan says, I'm going to go reach, I'm going to go all in attack, I'm going to hurt you. And I'm going to hope that you are afraid of me.
Spear 4's, like, it's okay. Some wonky models, they'll be spooked. Some little guys. Like my poor freaking, like, one or two tribesmen the other day, Barry, but just constantly failing Spear 4.
Yeah. I mean... I think it's weird because Dan and I have been talking, funnily enough, only this week because I've been messaging him going, I really want to run a skeletons list. And the joke is, but every time I message Dan about a list, it always starts with Tenbatsu. And then by the time I'm finished writing the list, I'm like, well, I just can't fit Tenbatsu in on every list.
And yet, so do you want to play Tenbatsu or not? Because either you want to play Tenbatsu, in which case he's the important bit of the list, or you just want to play other things.
I do. I just really like the idea of him with the skeletons backed up by the Utah Witch who gives him regenerate. and then you get down to writing.
I thought you were going to do the dogs. Where's the Dracula list?
I just want 10 Batsu in every list. I look at him and I don't instantly go, oh my gosh, he's crazy. Oh my gosh, he's this, he's that. There's no like combo attack zero. Do you know what I mean? Like the sort of the spice that you traditionally think of. But then when you go, right, he's four boxes. He's already regenerating one. You've got a 50-50 almost to go to get another regenerate one with the strategy. And for 15 points, you take a quite useful model-ish.
So isn't the strategy regenerate one just you regenerate one at the...
No, no. If you win the strategy test.
Oh, is that you get it if you win the strategy role?
Yeah.
The tactical.
It's the same role, the Hare clan have.
Ah, I see. But you get plus one regenerate from Akuba anyway. Yeah. So he's armor two, regen two.
No, he's regen three. If you
regen three potentially, yeah.
So suddenly you go, well, that is the spice. They've got to commit resources to take this guy out. And then when you've got three or four other skeletons in the list, that's a lot to munch through.
I think if you're going like all skeletons, I think that's a valid point. I think if you're like, for the want of a better word, like splashing the skeletons, I think you're probably better taking two smaller point skeletons than Sato actually.
Absolutely agree. I think like, he's really good in a pure skeleton utilist. We three more.
Yeah, well, and that's a discussion Dan and I were sort of having about the Wii 3, because I was looking at not having him in a Wii 3 because of wanting Ronin models. Because I like Ronin models. But then once you do pop them in the Wii 3 and you take Akuba and you've got the plus two key on the card to start because of the theme, then she focuses. And then suddenly you've got your other skeleton for free.
Yeah.
It's pretty, pretty hot. I'm not sure what other models I put in there at the minute. At the minute, I'm just looking at Armored Kairai just because I like Armored Kairai. But I think there's lists to be worked out here. But
I think my aim for the Yuta was always to play the three witches and then aim for pure skeletons. Dan obviously convinced me that Yu-Gi-Oh! is basically... mandatory.
If you're playing three witches, I think.
If
like
you're playing, yeah.
The amount of discs he absolutely is.
He absolutely is. There's no reason. It'd be stupid not to. So it's really like the Wii 3, Yu-Gi-Oh, and then just see what combination of skeletons makes the most sense. I do think Satu Hachi has a place in that list. He's a big old chunk of it. But I haven't actually sat down and worked it out yet, but I'm hoping it works that you can get the three witches, Yu-Gi-Oh, Satu, Aiko, and Akuba, and then you just Akoshi, and then you just summon in a little boy.
Do you know what? Funnily enough, I've only been working out lists of stuff with Akuba. I haven't worked out anything with the other witches because I was just going to go pure skeleton ham.
Oh, interesting. I don't know. I think I'm still in the mindset of pick all three witches. It's the week three.
I get it, but I don't feel that you can have. If you do that, I don't feel you can have all the back. Oh, I can't even say the word. Barakumi. You can't have all the Gasha Dakora. You can't have all the Kairai. So.
No, I agree. Yeah.
I kind of like the idea.
There's also Hikari as well. Although I appreciate she's not. I believe she got errata and she's not as good as she was.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Sorry, I can't think of which one. Oh, yeah, from the start.
No, she's not from the start set, is she?
She is in the
Wii
3.
She's in the Wii 3 set, but not the one that was at launch. She was added. Right, okay. She was added to that. Yeah. You could buy it separately, but she was in the Wii 3 box when it was launched properly, not these like limited release. Yeah.
So I don't know if she. So her key statistic changes to key statistic is now 2 apostrophe. And Spirit Absolution key feat gains once per turn icon, whereas before it was all the things. Where the model loses soul or slow, tough, and rise, this effect expires in the end.
Yeah.
So I'm not loving her. I'm not.
No.
Just, But for me, just the idea of walking up to a model that isn't a combo attack model and just going, cool, I'm rolling three dice and attack, and I'm not even going to bluff. I'm just saying, here's three dice and attack. What are you going to do? And then if you can get them, you know, feared, they're down, say they're a three dice model, down to two, you get your Ashigaru in, they're down to one, and you're like, right, if you roll a one, I'm killing you.
Okay, I've just done some quick maths.
Quick maths.
So you just have the 1 point discount on each witch.
Yeah, I've done that. It is all brain maths, but trust me, I'm a teacher. So the three witches, Akoshi, Aiko, I've forgot his name already, Satu, or Hachi, and then you've got 10 points left, 10 rice left, so you can either have generic skeleton or you take 10 rice of cards.
Or Yu-Gi-Oh?
Oh, shoot, Yuji.
Is 10 points.
So you probably take Yu-Gi-Oh. But then you got no cards. That's actually tough.
So
then maybe you don't take all three witches. Maybe Barry's right.
So I've just for out of idle interest looked up his name, and apparently Sato means sugar.
Can we start calling him Sugar Daddy? Bone Daddy? No, Sugar Daddy. Not Bone Daddy.
And
Bone Sugar.
I can't find Hachi spelt that way, so it might be like sliding windows skylight trapdoor. I mean, haunches or hatch, sugar hatch.
I like sugar haunches. That sounds sexy.
Yeah, sweet cheeks.
That's like sweet cheeks. Yeah, exactly.
That's fun. But so
I love it. Right.
Just
I'm glad we found that out.
So it feels like the weapons, like I say, I don't quite get it. Armor 2, good. Command Ashigaru in the right situation is going to be great. Durable, amazing. Fear 4, good. Probably broken if we go a bit more than that. Immune to states and soulless, which is fantastic. And then the regen plus 1. Prowess melee, because it's samurai regenerate. It's solid. It just isn't.
I don't know
like
if he's worth 11 points more than Akoshi.
And
yeah, me neither. Actually, now that I'm looking at how he fits into a list, I don't know.
I think that jury, cool, the four boxes and the potential, I know it's not given, but a potential regen 3.
Yeah.
I just think you're paying a lot of points for that, but I think it's worth it. I really do.
It will require experimentation.
Yeah. Like, if they're going to come in and just hit you, and then at the end you go, great, you did really good work there. I'm now back to full health. Good game.
Hey, job sport, you're doing so well. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
All that for a drop of blood.
I think he's really good. I mean, honestly, I really think he's good. And he's going to be awful to play against.
That's what we want.
Because it's...
That's dream.
Because I think you can't look at him in a vacuum. And if you just go, right, oh, he's going to be hard to get rid of, but if I focus, da-da-da, and then you go, wait, he's got all these other skeletons which are not like 1 point of health difference and regenerate to, and oh no, I've got to do it all over again. Do you know what I mean? And that lack of fear of throwing all in attack, I think, is powerful.
Yeah, I do like that.
No, I 100% appreciate it's powerful. I just also appreciate that all the other skeletons also have that.
Yeah, true. I guess it'd be interesting to work out the maths on that extra point of health and the extra point
is
of regen.
Is he worth... Yeah, is 10 rice worth the command?
I think I've played Wii 3 three or four times, and I don't think I've ever had a skeleton die anyway.
No, true. And I've tried, actually, with you, and I kept... Because it was... Because I was Shiho, I couldn't...
Those other skeletons don't have armor too.
Yeah, true. But we really like him, and I also think that model is going to look beautiful painted up.
Yeah, and the art is actually really fracking cool.
I think the art for all of the... Well, I mean, the Yuta in general, but the Gashadakuro, I just love the way they look. Yeah. The little glow in the eye is really cool. It's very Black Cauldron type deal.
Whoever's doing the art, for Bushido. I really think they're smashing. I know it's different artists looking at this style, but I just think they're smashing it. Really cool.
Agreed.
Really cool.
Yeah.
That it is a little bit like, there's a lot of Iron Maiden album cover about it, isn't there?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? I mean, maybe it's just because he looks like Eddie, but it's a skeletal figure.
Looking at this reverse grip, when I look at the art and it's resting on his shoulder.
I don't know if I've just realised, but I've just, by looking at the app, Sato is the first name of the Hare clan.
Oh,
the Ryu guys. Yeah.
That's why he's got strategy. He was a Hare clan member. Oh, that's cool.
So we are getting more Hare clan.
Yeah.
Daughter.
Yurei are slowly obtaining people from all the other factions.
They should. I think that's brilliant. It's part of the psychological warfare. It's part of the mind, the mind fuck.
Oh, that's cool. I really like this guy. He's an instant purchase for me. And because I was already toying with skeleton lists.
I have to assume these guys will be at Salute, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, I'm going to pick them all up there.
I'm sure because of the what happened at the beginning of the year with whatever delayed that release, I just don't know. I don't know what their plan is in terms of when these are released, but I know they're doing an Adepticon pickup, and I've already forgotten when Adepticon is, but I know it's soon.
It's this weekend? Question mark?
I don't know, but you can do an Adepticon pickup.
Oh, cool. But yeah, really cool. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to get him. Cool.
We'll see you tomorrow.